Welcome to Daily Affirmations for Women. I'm Katie Kremitzos, the creator of the Women's Meditation Network. Jody and I are truly grateful that you took the time to be here today. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin today's episode. If you would like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes. Hey, Mama. As we spend some extra time celebrating you this month, I want to make sure that you know that we have an entire podcast on the Women's Meditation Network dedicated to you. It's called Meditation for Moms, and it's available on your favorite podcast player right now. We even have a special Mother's Day series with daily meditations specifically designed for you, for the mama during all of her mothering seasons, beginning on May 6th and ending with a very special Mother's Day meditation on May 12th. So follow Meditation for Moms now, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let go of any negative thoughts or complaints as you allow your breath to settle you into this serene space. Take a few more deep breaths, allowing yourself to fully relax into your body. Imagine yourself standing in a beautiful garden, surrounded by lush greenery and bright flowers. As you look around, you begin to notice all of the blessings in your life. Let the feeling of gratitude pour over you for the people in your life, the roof over your head, and the food on your table. See yourself appreciating your health, your talents, and your abilities. Picture yourself embracing the small joys in life. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or just a really good book. I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. grateful for all the blessings in my life. Namaste, beautiful.
Thank you so much for spending a bit of your time here today. Blessings and namaste. The 16th century English poet John Dryden said, "We first make our habits, and then our habits make us." I think we can all identify habits we would do better without, and habits we know will help us live optimal lives, which is why I want to encourage you to get the 12 Months to Happier Habits journal by my friend Dr. Kendall Maxwell. Kendall has created a practical way to explore your habits, triggers, and coping skills so you can be a happier you. Each month focuses on one habit you identify and work through, and her journal prompts are truly incredible. Get 12 Months to Happier Habits now at 12monthstohappierhabits.com. That's 12, monthstohappierhabits.com, or by searching for 12 Months to Happier Habits on Amazon.